It's the start of the podcast, which means Carrie and Tommy are on right now. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale is also on right now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Oh, yeah, it is for your Monday afternoon. Carrie and Tommy, how are you guys doing?
Oh, we're good, thank you. How are you, Aaron? Oh, filling so in for well. Jesse today, we should point out.
So well, so good to be here with you guys. I see you haven't spilt your drink on your shirt, which is obligatory because when Carrie does that, you've got to make her feel like she's fitting in. So
I do not do that often. I did it today for the first time in a long time. I've been drinking, would you know, for 40 years and I've never done it.
Wow, someone's actually been a drunk from such a
I've
young age.
I've done it a few times, but not often. I just spilt a little bit.
Mate, how was your weekend?
It was good. Yes. Mother's Day yesterday.
Oh, happy Mother's Day.
I thought you'd love the little Mother's Day booklet that Evie made me at school.
Yeah.
Opening page. I thought it would give you a chuckle. I don't know whether to be offended or delighted by how old she thinks I am.
it says, hello, my name is Carrie.
Yep.
And
that's
she
me.
And she is,
yep.
And then it says 20
yeah,
years
I liked
old.
That.
And then under that, it says 50 years old.
Either someone said, no, your mum's older than that. She's gone, yeah, 50.
Mate, I think to give you credit, I actually think they're both 20, but she's put the two the wrong way around on the bottom
think?
One. It looks
but
like
why
a
would she have redone it?
Because to get it right.
Why am I fighting this? I'm 20,
yeah.
mate.
You're 20.
Yeah, of course I am. Had my kids young.
Yeah,
my
real
first
young.
At seven.
Yeah. Anyway, happy
That's
Mother's
weird.
Day. Big show ahead. Tommy's going to make Australia rich. Very, very rich.
No, just us.
Just us.
Yes. But up next, we have to discuss what's been dividing our team, according to the Australian Public. That's next.
It's Gary and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy.
Monday afternoon and getting you home, Australia, with Gary and Tommy.
And because last week we went to Magic Mountain.
Oh, we conquered the black hole.
You went down the black hole water slide, yeah. And you did so good. You went down it twice because you were scared of claustrophobia, of being in a dark space.
I'm not a scaredy cat.
Not knowing which way the turns are going. You absolutely nailed it. You're fantastic. And then just as a little side thing, we just went to go up. It wasn't a high platform.
It was called a high ropes course.
Yes, but it was the low bit of it.
Yeah, it was the beginning of the high ropes course.
No, it was the end where you were almost back at ground level.
But it was our beginning. Trying
sure.
to paint the picture. We hadn't yes. gone through it and we were at the end.
No, this is the first thing. There was a ladder in front of us that was maybe seven rungs to it that went up about a metre and a half.
To a platform.
And I honestly thought when we started going up, I thought you were joking.
No,
because
I told you I have a fear of heights.
I know, but you're very funny. And I thought it was a joke. Anyway, this is how it sounded.
Have we put a safety harness on Carrie just to get up the ladder?
Okay, I don't like it.
You are now about a foot and a half off the ground. Okay, do you want to go back down? I'm finding it very hard.
I don't know if I can.
I mean, I'm finding it hard because I'm trying to be a very supportive friend, but you are also literally four rungs off the ground.
I know, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. A lot of household ladders go higher than this one.
I don't spend time up household ladders.
No, and I don't reckon you should.
I have someone that does that for me.
Remember, even if you fell at this point, you would be caught by the harness. You'd also just step down onto the ground. But mainly you'd be caught by the harness.
I didn't realise until listening to that just how much you were laughing at me.
Oh, see, this is what we need to talk about.
I felt supported in the moment.
Yes.
Hearing that back, you thought the whole thing was a big joke.
Mate, here is what we need to talk about. So, obviously, that footage is online now at Carrie Tommy Show. I also posted it as well. And I have been inundated with, firstly, people calling you an inspiration.
Oh, thank you.
For climbing up three rungs of a ladder.
No, also, for trying to conquer my fear of something.
Oh,
other
mate.
People with fears know that it's not rational. I know three rungs seems ridiculous, but in that moment I thought I was in the top of the tree.
Yeah, you weren't though. You were a foot off the ground. And I've had people that are saying that I was so rude and how dare I laugh at you.
Yeah, I've heard it now and I'm with them.
My mum messaged me and she said, Carrie is not a wuss, and you should be supportive.
You, to be fair, you didn't call me a wuss. I called myself a wuss.
Oh, I was muttering it under my breath, though, and I certainly didn't disagree with you.
I didn't think I was a wuss until I saw the Eli's shown me the picture.
Look, here, yeah, I know.
He's actually zoomed. So in the moment, I did feel like I was a lot further up the ladder.
And I also think because Sonda shot the video and it looks up, you can't see how close the ground is.
And then Eli today showed me the photo, which we're going to put online. I was literally three steps up a ladder.
You were three steps up a ladder.
Why did I get so upset?
I'm not sure, but you started crying on the second step.
Now,
I
honestly felt I was frozen. My legs went to jelly and I didn't know how I was going to climb up any further. When I got to the very top, and I want to say, I got to the top of that platform. I pushed through my fear. That's why I'm inspirational. And I got to the top of that platform. But then my legs buckled and I couldn't even stand up.
I stand by everything I said that day, which includes you did a great job. And with all the stuff going on inside your mind, I'm very impressed that you got there.
Yeah, my mind's but a complex.
I just don't feel like we should ever get to the point where if I'm crying a foot off the ground, you have to say, well done.
I'm certainly not going to call you an inspiration.
No. I don't think it's fair that I'm being dragged across the coals for
Maybe
laughing a little bit.
A good hard look at yourself, you know?
I have.
Not everyone lives life like you with no fear at all, other than of relationships.
No.
No fear of anything.
I said again, I think you did really great. But again, when you're two rungs off the ground, do I honestly have to say, that's awesome and you're high?
No. Look, just a little encouragement.
I needed.
Without the laughing, a little encouragement. I got to the top.
I did.
If you had just backed me properly without laughing, I could have done that whole high ropes course. Think of my potential.
No, you couldn't.
What I could have done had you backed me in and not mocked me.
Nothing. And we wouldn't have got the views or the cut through online. 13, 10, 60.
There was no chance I was going to do the high ropes course.
Is it okay to laugh at Carrie's fear a bit?
Specifically, I thought you just meant people's fears.
I will take calls of if people have laughed at your fears as well.
My fears?
No,
general.
Yes, I'm saying in general.
I thought you were asking
mate.
Everyone to say that they've had a laugh at my fears.
Yeah, if you did think
you
funny.
Start listing them all? There's a lot.
Please don't.
Can we laugh at fears? 13, 10, 60. Carrie and Tommy getting you home for your Monday arvo.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Right around Australia for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie and Tommy.
We're at Magic Mountain in Morimbula and we went on the 2 metre platform.
We started a high ropes course, only I have a fear of heights.
Yes.
And I didn't do too well from the very first ladder I had to climb.
We got two rungs up before we started crying. Have we put a safety harness on Carrie just to get up the ladder?
Okay, I don't like it.
You are now about a foot and a half off the ground. Okay, do you want to go back down? I'm finding it very hard.
I don't know if I can.
I mean, I'm finding it hard because I'm trying to be a very supportive friend, but you are also literally four rungs off the ground.
I know, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. A lot of household ladders go higher than this one.
I know, but I don't spend time up household ladders.
No, and I don't reckon you should.
I have someone that does that for me.
Remember, even if you fell at this point, you would be caught by the harness. You'd also just step down onto the ground. But mainly you'd be caught by the harness.
I feel like my favourite bit that wasn't in there was when you just went, you were crying, and you just went, stop talking.
Because my brain was so overwhelmed with everything that was happening in it and you were just muttering away up there and laughing at me.
Us being on national radio at the time, stop talking.
Oh.
And I have been strewn across hot coals all weekend because apparently I was callous and mean for laughing at you.
And what am I? What was I?
You were considered an inspiration by the people.
Thank you, people.
So many people. Carrie, you're so inspiring.
Because they know what it's like to have a fear of something. No, whatever mate. It is, public speaking, or claustrophobia.
I also think the angle of the filming helped you because I think people didn't realise that you were on the ground.
I was two rungs up.
You were two rungs up.
Josh, help me out here. Was it okay for Tommy to laugh at me during my darkest hour?
I'm not helping you. at all. No, I think Tommy's well within his rights when you're two school rulers up off the ground to go, you're not an inspiration, and it's a little bit of a giggle, to be perfectly honest. I think when you've got irrational fears, and you can both agree that it's probably a little bit irrational, I think it's okay for everyone to have a bit of a laugh about it, but I can't come to your defence on this at
good,
all.
Good on you, Joshy.
No thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
Surely, Sherry, surely you're in my corner on this one.
I'm so sorry, Carrie, but Tommy, you went too far off the mark. I worked as an outdoor instructor. So I worked with kids for eight years, and with little kids, the idea is to joke and make laugh and, you know, be joking and funny about it. So you weren't actually too far off the mark.
But I'm not a little kid, Sherry. I'm a grown woman.
Yeah, but you've also got that relationship where you sort of joke around at work anyway. So it I makes things lighthearted with the better approach, I think, in that situation. So
you were also about a little kid height off the ground. It was perfect. Gary, thanks.
In fact, actually, my children can climb higher than I can.
I'm sure they can.
I've explained
your kids' play set at the back is higher than you were, or sorry, at the front.
Is it? Because I can climb that. I go down the little slide. Remember, you pushed me down the slide and wet me with water.
You were crying below that height.
Cassie, do you think it's fair to laugh at someone when they're in the depths of despair?
Oh, mate.
No.
Oh, are you on my side, Cassie?
I am. I have an completely irrational fear of heights, and the same thing has happened to me, and no, I do not agree with Tommy.
Cassie, did you just call in on 131060, or are you one of our producers that's putting on a funny voice to to be in favour?
Because we did get a call from our producers saying we can't find anyone that's support. In support of Gary.
Well, so you're not Cassie, supposed to say it.
Cassie, what was I meant to do?
Just be supportive, Tommy. Don't laugh at us.
No, I felt like I did a bit of that, but I couldn't bring myself to say she was an inspiration when just one step down she was on the planet Earth that we're all on.
Look, as somebody literally who cannot just walk upstairs without an irrational fear, she is an inspiration.
You can't walk upstairs, Cassie. That's ridiculous.
Carrie
and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Getting you home for your Monday afternoon. It is Carrie and Tommy right around Australia.
And coming up very soon, because I've got a really fun direction for the show to go in. Yes.
Have we not been having fun?
yeah, sometimes they trap you.
Women.
That is what I was implying, yes.
Hey, speaking of women, there's a woman on the line who we have to talk to. We were talking before about irrational fears and how it doesn't make sense, but sometimes you just have a fear you can't explain. Melinda, talk to us. We have to take your call.
No, we don't have to take your call. Melinda, are you firing your machine gun at the same time that you're trying to talk to us? Okay. Okay.
We'll try again maybe later.
Good chat, everybody.
Oh, Willow.
That was...
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Right around Australia for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie and Tommy.
I don't understand what I'm about to talk about.
Then why are we doing this?
Because I think that's what makes it fun. I think, you know, beginner's luck, that is what is going to apply here. Firstly, I want to take you back to yesterday in American time. Elon Musk appeared on Saturday Night Live. He hosted, and it was the worst. His monologue was so bad, but he also did a Weekend Update segment where he slid in as a character that was just basically himself. And they wanted to ask him about Dogecoin, which is the cryptocurrency which he has heavily backed. It's not his, but it's heavily backed. And
Different types of cryptocurrencies?
Yes. So Bitcoin is the one you know.
Yes.
And then there's ones called, well, Dogecoin, Ethereum.
No, I don't know those.
Cummies was the big one that my mates are on at the moment. but
You've just made all those words up.
I haven't, mate. In the sketch, the host, Michael Che, he asked him about Dogecoin, and this is how it went.
What is Dogecoin?
Well, it actually started as a joke based on an internet meme. Mm-hmm. But now it's taken off in a very real way.
Okay, but what is Dogecoin?
Well, it was created in 2013 and has a circulating supply of 117 billion coins, of which 113 billion have already been mined.
Right, cool. So what is Dogecoin?
Yeah, like I said, it's a digital currency.
I get that, but what is it, man?
I keep telling you, it's a cryptocurrency you can trade for conventional money.
Oh, so it's a hustle.
Yeah, it's a hustle.
Why did you say that, man? Ghostfather, everybody. It's a hustle.
Him saying it was a hustle caused it to drop 25% in value as it went to air.
Why? I don't understand why that would cause it to drop.
Because I think it was him saying he's pushed people into it so much, saying, you know, it's so great.
And then it sounded like it was just a bit of fun thing.
Yes. But the guy who started Dogecoin is something like 27, I think, he's from Finland, and he's a billionaire.
But can
now.
You then use that money in real life?
Yes.
Is he a Bitcoin, like a Dogecoin, billionaire? Or is he an actual billionaire?
Well, you can transfer it into money, just like you can sell shares.
Is that right?
Mm. So here's the thing.
Well, now this is the first time I've been interested.
Great.
Since midday when you suggested this.
Should you, something might make you get more and more into it is people are inventing their own cryptos, right? And so like a dude came up to me the other day when I was with you at the airport and wanted to tell me about his crypto that he'd started.
Which is?
I don't know. He gave me a business card. He put me off because he said it could be the next doggy coin. And I thought, if you don't know how to say Dogecoin, I don't think you're the guy that I want to follow in.
Then why would people invest with us?
Because the likes of the other people getting into the game, Carol Baskin has just...
Really? What do you mean? Carol Baskin has her own cryptocurrency.
She's using it as a fan token that you can exchange for things.
I'm so confused.
It's called, I think it was called Catcoin. What was it called? Oh, damn it. No, it's called, oh my gosh, it's called Dollar Cat, which I don't think she realised spells scat. But anyway. Killed her husband. But anyway, I thought this would be remiss. You know all those people that got Bitcoin and now they like have hundreds of thousands of dollars?
Yeah, and they can't remember their passwords. And
yes, but there's many that can. And there's heaps of people that got Dogecoin and now they're millions. Bitcoin is the biggest one. How have we not thought to make Bitcoin?
Because we have lives.
Oh, mate, someone will help us. 131060. Can you help us make a cryptocurrency?
We don't even understand it. We can't make a currency.
That's what I mean. Beginner's luck, mate. You don't have to invest if you want. I'll make a fortune off your name. Bitcoin is going to be huge.
Bitcoin or
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
Yes, it's going to have your face on it.
Do you want a little Bitcoin?
No, I don't. I just want Bitcoin. You've got more integrity than I do.
No,
my name will bring the value down.
If you want me as an ambassador, it costs a lot of money.
I don't need you as an ambassador. I've already got your face. It's fine. I don't need it. I just need your name, your face. You don't even need to support it. In fact, if you don't support it, it'll make news.
No, you can't take my name and then I not get any money from it.
I'm not. I'm taking
Bitcoin. And then you're going to damage my name when its value goes down.
It's not going to go down, mate. It's going to go through the roof. And then you're going to be wanting to ride on my yacht that was bought with all my Bitcoin.
With my face.
Yes, that's a good idea. I hadn't thought of that. Genius. 131060.
You can call the yacht Carried Away.
That's even better. 131060, give us a call. Do you know how to make a cryptocurrency? Or is this a thing we can even do? We need your help. We might make you a shareholder if you're lucky. 131060, give us a call.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Right around Australia for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie and Tommy.
And we are talking crypto because Elon Musk was on Saturday Night Live and he was talking about Dogecoin. And now I've done just enough research to be able to talk about it on radio, which
means...
That's
just not true.
No, I did 4 minutes
of
research.
Most of those words you just said you don't even understand.
No, I don't. But I feel like people are making a lot of money off it. And I want to know, can we start our own crypto? Because Carol Baskin's just done it. And if she can do it... God, surely we can get involved. And I want to know, does anyone know more than me about this? Eva, do you know more than me about this?
Hi, look, I can't help you guys to create a new coin, but I think you should do it, like Google it or something.
Yeah.
My husband, about a year and a half ago, put all his super into crypto, every single dollar.
Oh,
and $500 of that was... Dogecoin, we didn't, or whatever it's called, we used to call it Doogie Coin, and yesterday he sold it for $45,000, so...
Oh, my God.
It's good.
That is a 90 times
I just don't. Increase. I don't feel like that would happen every time.
Doesn't matter. We only need to have it happen.
I just feel
once.
Like putting all of your super is not. If I was a financial expert, I don't reckon I'd be recommending that.
But it was
all of his super was 60K.
Oh.
It was just a portion that went into the dodgy coin or whatever the hell it is, and that's the bit that made the money.
I still think you're focusing on the negatives.
Yes, no, I'm trying to be a realist. Because
I don't
money.
Need a realist. I need a dreamer.
Well,
plus,
if you're gonna use
I don't
my
need your
face,
support.
You do. You want to call it Bitcoin and you want my face on it.
Yes.
So it is important that I have some involvement.
I'm just going to take it, mate.
It's a 90 times, by the way, guys.
Increase. Yeah. I was correct. Yeah. Thank you. G'day, Chris.
Hi there.
Talk to us. What do we need to know? Is this a good thing to do?
Okay. The only thing you need to know is what colour Lamborghini you're going to buy.
Yeah, great. I love it. I love it. A two-tone. It's going to go from green to purple.
But you won't know that because you're colourblind.
Yeah, that's true.
Chris, are you in crypto?
Yes, I am. Look, guys, what it is, it's the new way. It's going to take over the world of monetary store of value. And if you get in now, you won't be left behind with the rest of the world.
And Chris, what about making our own one?
You can make your own one. Yeah. I was just listening to some chatter the other day, and this young kid created a coin called the Simple Cool Automatic Money Token, which pretty much stands for scam token.
Yeah.
And funny enough that $1.5 million has been put into that so far.
Oh,
people
gosh.
Like to be scammed.
Chris, do you want to invest in our Bitcoin?
Our Bitcoin.
Crypto.
Our Bitcoin.
Oh, well, I'll have to check out the protocol first, you know.
Yeah, it's good.
We got to check out the protocol too. We'll have to come up with the protocol. Yeah.
Should we go to Trent? G'day, Trent.
Hey, guys.
Have I got stuff wrong?
I think so, yeah. Your idea's a bit skewish there. Like,
okay. No,
if you,
really?
If you're looking at making up a crypto, you kind of want to have a utility for it. Like, Bitcoin's value of gold, which is probably what you guys would be looking to do. We already have a Bitcoin, so what would your coin actually be adding to the market?
I don't know
what about
you're
party
about.
Pies? What if it was valued against? Oh, don't they value things against?
What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know. I just had to pick something other than gold because Trent said I can't do that.
I mean, if you want to value them against party pies, but, you know, that we have coins out there which are solving actual problems in the market, like, you know, incredible poor investment rates from your returns on your money when you put it into a bank or savings account. We've got coins that are following market, like the supply chain market and things like that. You know,
will we be in lots of chats like this? If we get into it, will we have to be in chats like this?
You fade them down when you stop understanding.
I don't know what he's talking about. I think I should invest with him, not you, because he sounds like he knew what he was talking about.
Yes, he does. We have a caller here. Caller, what is your name?
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, this is Doge Father Jr.
G'day, Doge Father Jr. The Doge Father.
I also go by the name of BitLord.
Oh, this is great. You're who I need to talk about. Can we
Correct.
Make our
That's
own...
That's why I gave you a buzz.
Can we make our own crypto?
Anyone can make their own crypto, but it's what utility is the crypto going to have?
Oh, God.
Dogecoin.
Carrie and Tommy.
Oh, yes. For your Monday afternoon, guys, how we doing?
Still so much to come on the show today, but I want to show you a pic.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what has happened to that man.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Nah.
Yes.
Nah.
Did he live to tell the tale? I will tell you what happened to this man.
Have you just shown me a dead man?
Next.
Okay.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
If you thought I was a wuss last Thursday when I couldn't climb up a ladder to start the high ropes course when we were at Magic Mountain, then wait till I tell you the tale of this man in China.
Well, just before we get to that, we did put a poll out of whether you, because everyone was calling you an inspiration for climbing two rungs up a ladder.
And getting over my fear of heights.
You didn't get over anything. You cried the whole time.
I climbed to the first platform.
Mate, you started crying two rungs in and it led me to laugh a little bit, which led people to call me callous, heartless, and you an inspiration.
Yeah.
So we put a poll up saying, do you believe, we've showed the other angle where you could see actually how high up you were, and said, do you believe Carrie is A, an inspiration, or B, a wuss?
Well, of course, if you're going to show the pic of me two rungs up, I look like a wuss.
Yeah.
Is that what everybody said?
No, only 70% of people.
I've said I was a wuss.
Yeah.
Ow! Ouch.
Mate, 30%. Ouch. 30% still said you were an inspiration for getting two runs up.
Thank you. This guy, though, yeah. This guy is not a wuss. He is on a bridge in China. Not just any bridge, a 330-foot high bridge. What's that in metres? Can someone do that calculation quickly? Is it?
Yeah, well, it's 3 feet to a metre.
Gosh, you're good. Anyway.
Am I an inspiration?
Close. Anyway, he was up a very, 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 very,
to put that,
a very tall
put
bridge.
That into context, yeah. That's just 100 times as high as you were.
And he was walking along, and it was one of those glass-paneled bridges, you know, that's in vogue at the moment, where you walk across, but it looks like you're just walking on air.
Yep.
And then one of the glass panels broke, shattered beneath him, and he started dropping, and he had to cling on to the railing with winds of up to 90 metres per miles per, not metres, per hour.
90 metres per hour. The slowest winds you've ever seen.
90 miles per hour winds.
Yes.
We're going back and forth, wobbling him around. I don't know if they're wobbling him around, but I'm assuming they're wobbling. And he had to cling on until somebody could help him.
Do you know what's terrifying about this as well? I've seen the picture, and heaps of the glass panels are gone.
No, that's glass panels. You can't, they look like they're gone, but it's just glass, isn't it?
No, it's because you can see the ones that are there. Those one, two around him are there, but
they
then
are.
Almost all the others.
So you couldn't even hop back.
Well, he's in the middle of the bridge, and the bridge is 430 metres long.
I know, I told you. Oh, no, it's 330 foot high.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's 430 long.
Yes. How many is that in feet?
A lot. But it made me think, because this is what's happening at the moment. Lots of these places are putting glass-bottomed, like the lift at Eureka Skydeck in Melbourne. Have you ever been in that lift? I once had to go up and interview David Gray, you know, the singer David Gray?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't do.
What do you mean? Is that not ugly Dave Gray?
No.
Is that not that?
His name's David Gray.
Oh, who's that? Yeah. What's, give us a song.
White
Ladder.
What is that? White Ladder. How does that go song? Anyway, he was so lovely, but they thought it would be fun. It was when the Eureka Skydeck was first built.
Yes.
They thought it would be fun if I interviewed him at the top of the Eureka Skydeck. And so we did the interview, and then they said, should you go out on, they've got this little thing that
edge
where the panel, you're in a little cube,
yes,
and it pushes out
noise.
The side of the building.
Yeah.
And then underneath, the glass like shatters and falls away beneath you, but it doesn't, but it gives you that illusion.
Yes.
And we walked into that, and because I have such a fear of heights, as you've now just discovered, I ended up falling into the corner in a crouch position and I huddled in a crouch position with my microphone and interviewed him while he stood up in the little glass cube.
What was David Gray doing at this time?
Standing up at the microphone as I tried to interview him, but he spent the whole time going, you okay? You okay? You okay?
Anyway. You okay? I'm David Gray.
Anyway, fortunately, we didn't like fall through.
What did you ask him? Did you ask him questions like, what song do you sing?
No, I remembered back then. I only just remembered this story.
Yeah, yeah.
Have we got any David Gray?
Oh, mate.
No, nothing. I feel like we've got to play a bit of him now.
Just say your favourite song.
White Ladder?
Very good.
Isn't it funny that it's called White Ladder and I got stuck up the ladder?
Yeah. And you were white with fear.
But I thought, oh, my God, imagine being left hanging 330 feet
above
the ground.
Is this what we're doing? Are we doing when
13,
have you been hanging 330
10,
feet?
60. Where were you left hanging?
In China?
No, where?
Okay, just check
you
it.
Tell us.
Yeah, great.
China, Paris, anywhere.
Where else?
Eureka Skydeck.
With David Gray. Give us a call.
131060. Where are you left hanging? With Carrie and Tommy this afternoon for you Monday.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Dua Lipa, and we're good for you Monday afternoon with Carrie and Tommy getting you home.
A poor man has been left clinging for dear life after the glass panel of the 300-metre-high bridge he was on in China got damaged and just shattered beneath him as he walked across the bridge. He was left hanging in 90-mile-per-hour winds.
Because now that you've seen how many other glass panels were out, do you reckon old mate shouldn't have been on the bridge?
No, well, they should have closed the bridge if they didn't want him on there.
I reckon they might have, by the looks of it.
Oh, you can't make that assumption.
There's no one else around.
No,
and there's glass
because no one else is going to go out in 90 mile per hour.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's his fault.
Hey, and I was saying, I remember being stuck up in at the Eureka Skydeck.
You weren't stuck.
Oh, no, I wasn't stuck.
You were
Sorry.
Crippled by fear.
I was crippled by fear. Yes. They have a little glass cube that comes out from the side of the building,
yes.
and it feels like that there's nothing below your feet.
Yep.
And I was interviewing David Gray with that. He has that amazing song, White Letter.
Why didn't you bring that as your booty drop on Friday?
He was so lovely, and I crouched in the corner while he
sang White Letter.
While I interviewed him, I'm not sure how it worked. Anyway, I didn't get stuck.
Now, give us a bit more. While you crouched in the corner. Oh no.
Anyway, I didn't get left hanging, so I don't know why I brought you that.
But you want to know, where were people left hanging?
Jeanette, where were you left hanging?
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Tommy. We were left hanging at treetops at Central Coast.
Oh,
is that like a high ropes thing?
Yeah. Oh, they're so much fun. They really are. But when the person, in front of you is terrorised by fear and can't move, there's two ways to get them down, and that is they either complete the course so they can get to a spot where you can climb down. Or you wait and the attendant comes along and puts a ladder up next to your tree. He climbs up, then he goes out, he attaches them to his harness and lowers them down.
Did they at least play some David Gray while you were waiting?
While you're waiting for the ladder to come, bit of White Ladder.
Here we go.
Ladder, yeah.
What happens to you in that? What are you doing?
Oh, we're just hanging around waiting.
How long do you reckon you were waiting?
Oh, probably a good 10 minutes. Wasn't long.
That's
but they get him down pretty quick because she was just frozen with fear, the poor woman.
See, the poor woman. Yeah. Would you have laughed at her like you laughed at me when I got stuck?
No, but they needed something to get her down. If you got stuck, you would have just stepped down because you were two steps off the ground. G'day, Anita.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, great. Where'd you get stuck?
It was a mini Tower of Terror ride, Legoland in Malaysia.
I mean, everything about this is great. A mini Tower of Terror sounds awesome.
So I convinced my kids to go on. And they were terrified, and when we got up there, it just stopped at the top. The brake mechanism had broken, so we couldn't get back down for about 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And then
are you inside like a capsule, or are you hanging?
No, just in the seat. Just like sitting there with the harness, just waiting.
You're exposed to the world.
Yeah. It was a beautiful view.
God, but, that would be...
And
do people freak out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my kids were like, Mum. Is it going to go soon? I'm like, sure. Not long now.
And did they play any David Gray?
No David Gray.
Okay. Anita.
Do you have any other David Gray tunes?
Oh, mate. You say the name of one.
Oh, he's got so many. Babylon.
Oh, is that?
Oh, Babylon's a great tune.
Is this his?
No, this is not Babylon. Yes,
Sail Away.
No, it's not Babylon.
Okay.
This is David Gray, but, you know, Babylon.
Oh, yep. I think if you started singing that, I'd hope they dropped me off the Tower of Terror. Anita, did they let you know that they were going to go again, or just after 15 minutes did you drop out of nowhere?
They were talking to us the whole time, and they're like, okay, guys, it's not long now, we'll get you down. And it just went down really slow. Like, they obviously had an emergency thing, but they couldn't get it to engage to get us down.
Okay, good on you. Thank
and then
you,
the,
Anita.
Then the ride closed, so that was good.
Thanks, Anita. Finally, Maddie. Maddie, when were you left hanging?
When I was younger, we used to have a goat, and I went out into the paddock. And she chased me, and all I could do was climb up a tree. So I was left hanging in this tree until my sister stopped laughing at me to go get my stepdad to come and rescue me.
And Maddie, do you have a favourite David Gray song?
Look, White Ladder seems to be the favourite.
So I think it's going to go White Ladder. Hold on. I just want to go out with his best. Do we have a bit of Babylon? Do we have a bit of Babylon?
We're at the start of the song.
No, I don't want the start of the bit that people might know. Babylon.
There we go.
Carrie and Tommy.
Monday afternoon, getting home, yes, with Carrie and Tommy, thanks to the legends at Chemist Warehouse. Half price sale on right now, guys.
Get in there, get some half price vitamins while you're there. Get some cosmetics for yourself. Bit of nude by nature.
Bit of nude by nature.
Yes.
Wow.
Cousins of naughty.
Cousins of naughty. Very good, because. Hey, what's coming up?
Well, you know how you start following somebody or a Instagram account for genuine purposes and then it becomes the highlight of your day when you just get endless amounts of entertainment? You laugh at them, not with them.
For genuine purposes?
Yes. You know, there's lots of people you follow on Instagram because you're like, oh, yeah, they're a great account. Start following them. They're really inspirational stuff.
Inspirational.
Well, I followed one that I thought would be life-changing.
Okay.
But it's been life-changing for different reasons.
Right.
And I reckon we should all get on board. It'll give you your daily lol next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Monday afternoon and getting you home, Australia, with Carrie and Tommy.
Now, I've got a new PT. Trying to get fit.
What happened to old mate Gargoulian?
He's moved.
Has he?
Gargoulio.
Gargoulio.
Hey, Gargoulio.
Hey,
I think
bro.
We worked out it was Gargiulio.
You never
after
knew.
5 years. Yes. Hey, Tom.
That was one of the movements. That's one of the reasons he pretended to move to get away from you.
Anyway, my new PT is awesome.
Okay.
But for me, she's all about, you know, what are you eating? And I'm like, a lot, whatever I want.
Yeah.
A
Isn't that food. Why you do personal training?
Yeah,
so then you can eat whatever?
It balances out. Yeah. Anyway, she said, what's your problem area, like food-wise, problem area? And I'm like, oh, I like to snack a lot and I like to snack on bad things, but I'm mostly good. And she said, anyway, I'll send you through some Instagram accounts to follow. And she's super fit, right?
That's cool.
So you can see how to make like snack boxes for lunch and stuff like that. And I was so good for the first week. Oh my God, I was making snack boxes every day. I was
prepping. Were you prepping?
I was food prepping, meal prepping.
You've
I hated even
life.
Myself.
Yes.
Yes. Anyway, then I started noticing one of the accounts she'd followed, which did have some great recipes on it.
Mm.
It also had some very peculiar things on it.
Really?
Yes.
Is this one she'd recommended to you or did you just go on a stalk?
No, no, no. She'd recommended them to me. And one of them was called Calories Hub.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah. And it's nice, you know, lots of fresh fruit and veggies as we should all be eating and stuff and lots of little things. I'm like, oh, I haven't thought to do that with my, you know, mandarin or whatever.
Is this the what's better than eating my
Okay. Sure. Anyway, then I came across this here, her talking about, oh my God, the idea of mushroom pizza.
If you like mushrooms on your pizza, you're going to love pizza on your mushrooms. Just bake up your portobellos and then add on your pizza sauce and load it with that cheese, baby. You're going to bake it on high for another 10 minutes until that cheese is bubbly and sultry and so yummy. Add in whatever toppings you like and dig in because these are perfect.
You know, oh, my God, mushroom pizza. I love mushrooms. I love pizza.
But yeah,
that didn't sound a lot like pizza.
Well, I also realised from that if anybody said anything to me and then put in the word bebe, I would do it. If they're like, okay, now roast some chalk and eat it, bebe, I'd be like, okay, I will. I will, bebe. Okay, bebe.
Have a look at what the mushroom pizza is.
I'm looking at it now.
Yeah.
And no, it's not. That's just a mushroom.
Yeah. It's a mushroom with some cheese and
it's just
some
cheesy mushroom
sauce on.
It's also the biggest mushroom I've ever
it's a portobello.
Seen.
Anyway, the caption for that one is pizza night, anyone?
Oh,
I mean, that's misleading.
Imagine if you went over to your mate's house because he told you there was pizza night and then you just got a giant shroom.
And everyone underneath commenting, you know, just call it what it is, vegetables baked with pizza, with cheese. If you want pizza, eat pizza. Someone else just said, that's not pizza. That's just a stuffed mushroom.
It is.
And then I thought, oh, that's just one. Like, not everyone can be like that.
Everyone makes a mistake.
Oh, then she told me about Nature's Pizza.
Okay.
Yes, you want to see Nature's Pizza?
Oh, gross.
Have a look at Nature's Pizza
over
there.
It sounds like someone's urinated on a pizza.
Yeah. Do we have any audio on Nature's Pizza? I don't know if we do. We do?
Here we do.
Let's have a listen.
Nature's Pizza. Put yogurt as your base. Spread it around evenly. Granola on the sides to make it look like the pizza crust. Blended strawberries will be the tomato sauce. Spread it around the top. Kiwi as your pepperoni.
Kiwi as your pepperoni. Yeah. Because I think we had a pizza like this when we went to Italy. Oh, no, we didn't.
No,
then
and
put
then
it
you
in
put
the
it in
freezer.
The freezer. And then you cut it into quarters when it's
Why
frozen.
Why doesn't she just have yogurt, fruit and yogurt?
Okay, so someone else has written underneath. So we're spreading out yogurt and calling it pizza now, aren't we?
Also, the woman in the clip needs, like, the great thing about pizza is you can eat it with your hands.
Yeah.
She's insisting on eating this with her hands, even though the base is yogurt. And she's worn gloves to do it because her hands get so yogurty.
So cold because it's come out of the freezer. Because when I think pizza, I think frozen.
I think freezing yogurty fingers.
Anyway, and then again, a couple of good recipes and I followed them. Then came the pista resistance.
Do you mean resistance?
Pizza resistance?
No, what do you call it?
The pista resistance.
Pista resistance.
I still think
they were going to make a vegan steak.
Hold on.
Let me get it wrong four times before you play the audio.
I want to tell you what we're making because you love this.
Okay.
Japanese soy garlic onion steak. How does that sound?
That sounds awesome.
Doesn't it sound awesome? Have a listen.
They were going to make a vegan steak with an onion. This is the most perfect onion I have ever seen.
Okay, now have a little look there. Watch what's happening here.
Oh, my God.
She's got an onion.
Just a loser with an onion.
What's she doing?
She's cutting it.
Yeah.
And then oh, my gosh, she's just cooking an onion on a fry pan and tricking you into thinking it's a steak.
Yep, she's
chucking
you
a bit of soy sauce in there.
And this is how it ends up. There you go. That's your
that's
steak.
That's an onion. That's just a cooked onion.
It's just a cooked onion.
Oh, my
God. No, but it's steak. It is Japanese soy garlic onion steak, Tommy.
No wonder she's single.
Like, we don't know that.
Yes, you do, mate.
No.
If you're cooking onions just as a main meal, you're single. Or the love has died in your relationship a long time ago.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Monday afternoon, getting you home with Carrie and Tommy.
I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. Same. What? Spoken. It's come on.
Now, a lot of pressure on Aaron here filling in for our usual button monkey, Jesse. Aaron, in case you don't know, it's your job in this game to read the lyrics to a song, but Jesse does it in the most boring way possible. So the most monotone you can go for this, please.
Really monotone. Okay, here we go.
If we have any listeners left by the end of this game, I'm going to be furious.
Here we go. Song one. Just stop your crying. It's a sign of the times.
Tommy.
Oh.
Harry Styles, Sign of the Times.
Stop crying.
Bingo.
You really put your back into making that boring too, Aaron, and I appreciate it.
All right, here we go. Song number two. I don't know if you could take it.
Okay, now it's making me feel a little bit weird.
It's too much.
I think you have to speed
it
up.
All right, I don't know.
Did that make you feel weird?
Yeah, I feel gross inside.
I don't know if you can take it. No.
Okay, you don't have to sound.
And again, mate.
You're trying to, like, crack on to someone. It's just monotone.
Stop reading your diary and just read the song lyrics.
No, you want to see me naked. Oh. Naked. Oh. Naked.
Tommy.
See you naked.
It's Rihanna.
Come on. Count it down.
Going to buzz you out there, Tommy. Carrie, you got one?
I'd like a bit more of it, please.
Okay.
Oh, mate.
I want to be your baby, baby, baby.
He's gone back to the dog.
Spinning and it's wet, just like it came from Maytag.
Doesn't it go naked, naked, naked?
Yeah.
I know you want to see me naked, naked, naked.
White girl wasted on the brown liquor.
I'm just waiting for you to get to the chorus, really.
Yeah, maybe we'll just do that. Because I could name some thangs that I'm going to do.
Just have a go.
Wild.
Oh, hang on.
Thoughts.
Wild thoughts. Yes. Oh, boy. Song two.
He's never going to come back and work with us again. You know that. They made me, like, do some really uncomfortable things.
Don't have to read dirty lyrics to them. And so, they knew the artist the whole time. And they just made me keep going.
Song two. I'm too sexy for my
Tommy.
Shirt.
Oh.
Tommy.
It's too sexy. I don't. Right Said Fred.
Yeah.
Too sexy for my car.
We should have just let Aaron go the whole song.
Yeah, that's
a real rookie.
Missed opportunity.
Rookie error buzzing in.
Okay, what are we at? Song three.
I just have this image of Jesse sitting at home and going, oh, I got to really turn up the sex appeal practicing in his bedroom.
No, I reckon Jesse's listening to this and going, comparatively, I'm doing it far too sexy.
Song
four. I got you, Brazzy.
Four. Here we go.
Song
I'm lying.
Did you say song fong?
Song song.
Song fong.
I'm lying here on the floor where you left me. I think I took too much. I'm lying here. What have you done? I thought it would be fun. I can't stay on your life support. There's a shortage in the switch.
And it's making... Oh.
I can't stay on your morphine because it's making me itch. I said I'd try to call the nurse again, but she's being a little... I can't say that word.
Yeah.
I think I'll get out of here.
Carrie. Pink. Because I can run as fast as
you keep
as
making
I can.
Me ill.
Stop reading. You stop reading. She's buzzed in, bro.
Oh.
And now buzz her out.
Pill. Something pill?
What do you got, Tommy?
I'd say it's like a pill.
Oh. Yeah.
Tommy. She's winning. Feels good.
You're very good at this game. You actually are. This is your thing. Have you ever thought about, like, turning professional?
Do you reckon I can?
Carrie and Tommy.
After five, the hardest part's done, guys. Carrie and Tommy getting you home for your Monday.
Heaps still to come, though, including, Bickmore, you have been the cause of some hate mail that I've been receiving online. Aww. Apparently my treatment of you has been unacceptable.
Finally, people have realised.
Well, the most unlikely. I figured out of everything we've done, I can't believe this is the thing that's pushed people over the edge.
Hey, but we're up next, I'm going to do something to you.
Are you?
You need to drop your pants.
Okay.
The producers told me to say that to you. It's a request from them, not me.
I'm wearing skinny leg jeans because they always try this.
Well,
and so
you're
now
you're going to need a whole break, whole song now to try and get them.
Can I just cut them off?
Yes. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Right around Australia for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie and Tommy.
It would be like me to bring you some health advice courtesy of TikTok.
This is terrifying when just before that song you said you're going to make me take my pants off.
No, I just realised you need to have your pants off for this thing I'm about to do to you. But I've just realised it's weird if I ask you to take your pants off.
You've got sandpaper.
You will need your pants off. What you choose and how you choose to derobe is up to you. I'm not telling you you have to
take
your pants off.
Was I not going to have an option and how? Can I just... Which bit do you need?
Okay. So meet Jules. Jules is new to TikTok. This is her first ever TikTok. She says she's been stalking people for a bit on TikTok.
Who's Jules?
Jules. Jules 49 of.
Oh, sorry, mate. Miss 49 of.
Yeah Miss 49 of.
Of and what? 50? It's a lot of kids.
Jules 49 of has just discovered something that is going to blow your mind, people.
Watching this girl, she's an accountant. And she's talking about shaving her legs with sandpaper.
600 grit sandpaper on her legs.
600 grit sandpaper on her legs.
Yes. And so am I going to shave my... Please be my legs.
Well, I'm thinking, how does that work? She goes into details.
In a circle this way 10 times, in a circle this way 10 times. Oh, my God. My skin is so soft. It's... awesome. And it works. I have been using a freaking razor all this time. Didn't need one.
I mean, how many razors are you going through a week, you know?
I'm
going
to ask again. Please tell me I'm sandpapering my
legs. You're sandpapering your legs.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, I don't have enough hair for me to try on my legs.
What a humble brag.
No, I mean, I shaved them. I shaved them the other day.
Why don't you give your arms a go?
So
I regret it.
I do not have hairy arms, and if I did, it wouldn't be a problem.
Mate, you don't. Yes, I regret saying it instantly. You've got beautiful arms.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've got sandpaper. Great.
Yeah, I've got sandpaper. I don't know whether
tear
to rip
it. Half?
I don't know. It's just a lot of sandpaper.
That's 240. What grit do you want? She said 600.
Is this only 240?
Well, it says on the back 240.
Oh, we need 600. Well, did we get 600?
You got 800 there.
Oh, are they different?
But yeah.
I think you, because Tommy, sorry, producer yes. Sonda here, that's rougher. Thank and God I think you want.
Oh, I thought 600 is right.
No, we've had a lot of chat of grains of sand per piece of paper. That's rougher.
And then 600.
And 40 is even rougher.
Oh, I'm going to find a 40. Okay, there's 100 in here. There's a 60 in here. Oh, there's a 40. Let's get rough.
Okay.
Okay.
But I have quite dainty hair, though.
Ouch, it's very rough.
I don't have a lot of hair.
So 10 times in a circle one way, 10 times in a circle the other. I'm going to have to get down on my knees, so can you commentate?
Are you doing it?
We're going to pop this too on our socials.
This is so, it's like I'm in a beauty Tommy show.
Yeah, you are.
But a really, like, I don't know, / torture chamber. Because I've got quite dainty legs, though. I don't have like, manly hair on my legs.
You've got a very hairy leg.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's all I was going for. Okay. Let everyone know.
Okay, so 10 times one way, 10 times the other. Have we got some music or something to play under this? I feel like...
Can we change newspaper mama into sandpaper mama?
Okay.
Probably should
ready,
say
ready,
before.
Ready? I'm just going to get some traction. Hold okay. on. Okay.
One, oh my God.
I've only done two ways.
Oh my God.
Oh, some of it's coming off.
Oh,
okay.
Mate. Okay. Okay. Okay.
I'm just going to fold it up a bit. The way, you know how sometimes when you really want to, when you've got like a big cupboard and you're trying to get like, what do you call it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
And you've got to fold it into it like really tight.
Yes, yes. When you're trying to sand stuff. Yeah, yeah, okay. Okay.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, back the other way.
Okay, back the other way. Want to get it off. Oh, this is... Oh, my God. Sure, that's going to bleed. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
Nothing happened.
Maybe the fine stuff is what we need. Maybe it's too coarse.
Too
coarse. Oh, my gosh.
That's just a load of rubbish. Nothing happened.
Oh, I mean, it hurt me.
Yeah.
Is that what you were going for?
Here we go.
Can you do a different spot?
Producer Sonda's given me an 800. Let's do it. I'll try with an 800.
Okay. 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 Why again did we not just use the one she said? Oh, okay. This is
one,
worse.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Oh my God! It's working! Oh. Okay.
The other way, okay.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Oh my God, Julie's got full of it.
Oh my gosh, my leg is so smooth and beautiful.
Oh my God, I could do your whole leg.
Okay,
I could start a beauty salon.
Okay, why?
Okay, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
It's quite better when you're not trying to physically
one,
hurt
two, three,
me.
Four,
it's a lot better.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Oh my God.
This is amazing.
I've just, for those tuned in your cars at home, I just have two bald patches on my leg now. And then a patch just above that where it looks like it's going
to
bleed.
I'm going to do the whole leg?
Give me another patch. Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Like, can you do it down there so it looks like I've got spots?
Oh, sure.
You know?
Okay. This is so awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
We need to invest in sandpaper.
Okay, guys. Oh, why have I waxed
Julie's
all these
a genius.
Years? Just sandpapered.
Oh my gosh.
If you want to see a hairless Tommy Little, get on our socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
A hairless spotty Tommy
I'll get
Little
to the rest of the leg.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
The Carrie and Tommy catch up is ready to podcast now on the Listener app.
Now that the show is over, Carrie and Tommy are free to check out the Chemist Warehouse half price sale. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.